Have your Bibles, we'll turn please to Matthew's Gospel and chapter 8, the Gospel of Matthew and chapter 8. We want to speak at a little request in verse 2, where it says, "Behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." Here we have a plea for help to the Lord Jesus Christ. A plea for help. Let's look to the Lord and ask for his blessing. Father, we pray that thou will be with us here tonight. We are glad we have come to preach Christ. We pray that thou would help us to uplift the Lord Jesus and show this congregation what a great and mighty Savior he really is. And for those, Lord, who are still strangers, the grace unto God that thou wilt bring them down to the feet of Christ, even like this man in this passage of thy word, they will fall at the feet of Christ and cry from the depths of their heart, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Bless and help us now in Jesus' name. Amen. The testimony of all the Gospels is revealed to us that the Lord Jesus receives sinners. Indeed, the sinners came to the Lord Jesus Christ in their time of need. Indeed, the greatest invitation that is found in the Word of God, I believe, is found in Matthew 11, verse 28. "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And we find when the Lord Jesus Christ was here upon the earth that he called for sinners to come to me. And what tremendous words are found in that text in Matthew 11 verse 28. "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Do you desire rest tonight? There may be someone to meet and unsaved, wearied and troubled and cast down, held fast by sin. Listen, come unto me. That's what Christ says. Here we have a man in our passage coming to Christ. It says, "And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him." Here's a man coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice about his coming that he came himself. It says, "And behold, there came a leper." Here's a man just all by himself. There's no friends. There's no one to help him. There's nobody to encourage him. There's certainly nobody to carry this man to Christ. He came himself. In Mark 2, it tells us about four friends who carried their friend to Christ. But here's a man, and he came to Jesus. He just came himself. And if you ever got to be saved, you must come yourself. If I could, I would gather up the strong men of the congregation and we would carry you to Christ. But that's not how it's done. You must come yourself. You must come just the way you are. Here's a man who had no invitation to come to Christ. The Lord Jesus never preached before this. He never cried out, "Come ye lepers. Come ye lepers unto me, and I will cleanse you, and I will save your life." He never called lepers to come to him. Up to this particular period, there was no invitation for this man to come to Christ. And yet he came. And yet he came, friends. How many invitations have you been given to come to Christ? How many appeals have you heard from this pulpit to come to the Lord Jesus with all of your heart and to leave your sin? And you haven't come. The man received no invitation. But he came down to the feet of Jesus. He came when others had given up hope in him. In Luke 5, it tells us he was full of leprosy. He was at his very worst, you know. The people in the community would have looked at this man and said, "How terrible it is for that man. There's no hope for him. He is full of leprosy. He is about to perish. He is about to die. And there's no hope for that man." And yet he came to Jesus. And now you're in this meeting, you say, "No, there's no hope for me. I'm held fast by sin. There's no mercy. I cannot leave my sin. I cannot free myself from sin. I feel hopeless. I feel full of sin." You can still come to Jesus. Even you're really down and nearly out, perhaps. Here's a man nearly down and out, and yet he came to Jesus. There's no record that Christ had cured any lepers up to this point. No record. You can read right through to this chapter. You read about Christ. You read about up on the mountain and preaching the Sermon of the Mount. And there's no record at all that the Lord Jesus had healed any lepers up to this stage. And yet this man came. He came to Christ. And all day, friends, you have record after record how Christ has saved sinners. Take a look around in this congregation. You know men, you know women who once were held by sin and held by the devil, and they've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, and they've been changed by the grace of God, and you have record after record that Jesus saves. And yet you haven't come to Christ. Here's a man came, friend. He came down to the feet of prayer. Oh, I'm not going to speak tonight about his coming to Christ, but rather his cry to the Lord Jesus. Because he did come to the Lord Jesus, he fell down before Christ and he says, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Lord, if thou wilt, I can do it. Thou canst make me clean. There's great lessons in this man's plea for help here. In this verse, the first lesson we can learn about it, we can look about the leper's confession. That he is one who is unclean. He said, Lord, if I will, thou canst make me clean. Here's a man, his own estimation, is saying, Lord, I'm not clean. Lord, I am filthy. I am unclean. He did not try to hide his true position before the Lord or before people, because there were people there around Christ at this particular time. No, dear friend, here's a man and he's confessing. He's confessing publicly that he is unclean before God and before Christ. That can make me clean. Shows us that he wasn't clean. Indeed, if you took time to read Leviticus 13 and 14, two chapters dealing with leprosy, according to the teaching of the law of God. And in nine particular chapters, leprosy is treated not as a sickness, but as uncleanness. And the priest in those passages had to come and had to pronounce to men and women with leprosy unclean and unclean. And in verse 45, they actually had to go out onto the street themselves, the leper with leprosy, and he had to cry, unclean, unclean. Keep away from me. I am a man. I am unclean. I am defiled. Dear friends, they confessed. They were unclean. And here's a man. And he's confessing before Christ, before the disciples, that he is unclean. He shows his uncleanness in his approach. Because it says in Luke, in the record of this particular passage, chapter 5, verse 12, and it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face. Do you see this man? He comes so far into the presence of Christ. He comes right before Christ, and friends, when he comes so close, he falls on his feet. He falls on his face before Christ. He said, Lord, I am unclean. I am unfit to come into thy presence, in his confession. In his actions, he says, Lord, I am unclean. You know, he didn't water down his condition. People water down, you know, dear friends, today is sin. They say if you're a homosexual, they say it is an alternative lifestyle. God says it's an abomination. If you're an alcoholic, what do they say? Well, they say, well, it's a disease. God says it's drunkenness. If someone has an abortion, they say, well, it's pro-choice. God calls it murder. And the leper, he was honest before Christ, and he falls down in his approach, and he says, Lord, I am unclean, I am defiled, I am full of unrighteousness. He was honest. In this confession, he falls in his approach, Lord, I am unclean. And dear friends, you've got to be honest with God. We can't go too near Christ till we see our uncleanness. Maybe you feel your sin in this meeting tonight. The evil that's in your heart and in your life. You feel unclean and defiled in the sight of Christ. He says, I just fall at his feet.
And like Peter, he says, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." He fell on his face.
Do you confess tonight before the Lord you are unclean? Your life is full of sin and full, dear friends, of wickedness.
Don't try to butter over your sin tonight. Be honest like this man. "Lord, if I will, thou canst make me clean."
He confessed by his approach. You see him down before Christ. He could only go so far, so near to Christ, because he's unclean. And the same with you, my friends, tonight in this meeting. You are unclean in the sight of God. Sin defiles. Sin corrupts. Sin makes a man or woman and a boy and girl unclean in the sight of a holy God. And so his approach and his confession shows us that he's unclean. His very appeal shows us as well, because in Mark 1 verse 40 says, "There came a leper to him beseeching him, and kneeling down to him saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And the word beseeching means to desire or to pray. Luke tells us he fell on his face and besought him. The word besought means to beg. He's down before Christ. He's praying. Oh, dear friends, he's begging. He's crying to Christ. And he's saying before the Lord in his appeal, "I am unclean, Lord. I am dying, Lord. Please cleanse me." Notice this man did not ask for healing, though that was in the miracle. He asked to be cleansed. He asked to be made clean, dear friends. Not just healed, but to be cleansed from his uncleanliness. To be cleansed from leprosy. "Lord, I can make me clean." Many people today, you know, sinners want to be happy. They get held in sin. They say, "I'm not happy." And they're held by the booze. And they're held by drugs. Oh, dear friends, they want to be happy. They say, "I want to be healed. I want to be healed." But they certainly do not want to be holy. They don't want to be holy. They want to be taken away from sin. They want, dear friends, healing, but not holiness. The leper is saying, "Lord, take this terrible uncleanness away from me." Is that your desire? To be delivered from sin, to be made holy in the sight of God? Psalm 51 verse 7 says, "Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me. Wash me and I shall be whiter than the snow." Oh, dear friends, here in his appeal we can see he was confessing, "Lord, I am unclean before thee." What about his appearance? That showed it as well, that he was unclean. You know, Luke was a physician. He puts in details that others didn't put in, but he was a doctor. And he looked at this man. He saw how serious his state was. Luke says in Luke 5 and verse 12, "And it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy." Full of leprosy. This dreaded disease completely overcovered this man from head to toe. He was at his worst. And as Luke, the physician, looked at this man, he saw how terrible it was to be in this position. Here's a man and he's covered in leprosy. Here's a man and he soon will be approaching death. His very appearance, you can see it. They do tell us, of course, how it affects leprosy, affects a person. The hairs fall off on the head and eyebrows, and nails loosen, decay. The fingers and toes shrink up and slowly fall away. The gums are absorbed. The teeth disappear. The eyes, the tongue, and the palate are slowly consumed. It just eats away. This man would be terribly disfigured. A terrible sight, my friends, to look upon. You only had a look at this man and you saw he was unclean. You saw he was full of leprosy. You saw, dear friend, he was defiled. He was full of leprosy in his appearance. You can see he was unclean. You didn't have to look twice. All the many people in the meeting tonight, you don't have to look twice at your life to see that you are unclean. People in the town tonight, in the streets of Kikil, walking about, we can see they are unclean. You can see it, friends, in their very appearance tonight. Full of uncleanness, full of sin, you see.
The leper had to dwell all alone, according to Luke, or to Leviticus chapter 13. Had to go out from his family, had to go out of the city.
You see, dear friends, his appearance showed he was unclean. The Bible says of the one who is not saved tonight, in Isaiah 1 verse 6, from the sole of your foot even until the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. Oh, from the sole of the foot until the head. Full of sin, my friends. Is that you tonight in this meeting? Full of sin. Full of unrighteousness. Here's a man. He cries for help. Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. His very appearance, you can see, he was full of sin. He was defiled. You see it also in his anguish as well, because in Mark 1 verse 40, there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, saying, if I will, I can make me clean. You can hear the anguish of the words of this man. He's in desperation. He's a hopeless case. He feels it within his heart. There's nobody else could help him. He falls down to Christ. He says, Lord, if I will, Lord, thou canst make me clean. Oh, do you feel the pain in the words of this man, friend? He seems he cannot go on another step. Death is closing in on him. Lord, if thou can make me clean. It's at the point of desperation. He's hot enough. He just can't seem to go on. Oh, dear friends, tonight, do you show your uncleanness? You confess by your anguish, I am full of sin. I am full of sin. I've had enough of the world. I've had enough of sin. I do not have enough of living without Christ tonight. Are you in this particular place? Well, this leper, he came to Jesus, a plea for help. He says, Lord, I am unclean. Do you confess that tonight? I hope there's no one in the meeting tonight who's unsaved, says, well, I think I'm good enough. I think I will get to heaven the way I am. Listen, friends, that's a lie from the devil. You are corrupt in the sight of God because of sin. You are unclean tonight in the sight of God because of your sin. Oh, dear friends, here's a man in his confession. He's confessing, I am unclean. That's the start of salvation. That's the first step. The first step in being saved is taking that place. I am full of sin. I have sinned against God. Listen, have you come to the first step? Have you come to this first step? Oh, it can be seen in your appearance and in your approach and in your anguish and all. Friends, I say to you tonight, are you honest before God that you're unclean in God's sight? Here's a man who's honest. Here's a man down at the feet of Jesus. He came to Jesus just the way he was, weary and worn. Sad. You see, dear friends, his confession, he showed that he was unclean. Look at the leper's confidence as well here, because he says, Lord, if I will, thou canst make me clean. He had confidence in the authority of Christ. He called the Lord Jesus Christ Lord. Now, he knew who the Lord Jesus really was. But Christ is Lord. That Christ is God. And he had confidence in the one who now stood before. He comes down out of the mountain, the Lord Jesus Christ. And perhaps this is the first time this man ever came face to face of the Lord Jesus. And he comes and says, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. He had confidence in the authority of Christ, that Jesus Christ was Lord. You see, the Jews believed that only God could heal the leper. They believed that this disease was given by God as punishment and so on, and only could be removed by God. Therefore, it was not attempted to be cured by the physicians, but was put on the inspection of the priests, the Lord's ministers, who waited to see what God would do with such and such a person. And you can read that in the Old Testament. Remember the king of Israel, when they sent Naaman to him, he said in 2 Kings 5 verse 7, Naaman came to him, he was covered in leprosy, and he came to the king of Israel. And here's what the king said. And it came to pass when the king of Israel had read the letter that he rent his clothes and said, am I God to kill and to make alive that this man to send unto me a man to recover of his leprosy? He says, am I God? Do you really think I'm God?
You sent a leper, this man Naaman has come to my door and he wants cure from his leprosy. Well, my God. Now, why did he say that? Because he knew only God could take away a leprosy. That's what the Jews believed. And here's a man, he's confessing in his confidence in the authority of Christ. He believed that Christ is God and that Christ could take away his leprosy. I think even the great commission of Christ to the disciples in Matthew 10 verse 8, he says, heal the sick and cleanse the lepers. Who give them the authority? Who give them, my friends, the power to cleanse the lepers? Well, it was Christ. And this man comes to the Lord Jesus. Lord, if I won't, thou canst make me clean. He had confidence. He had confidence, friends, that the one who could help him was Christ, was God. Dear friend, can I say to you tonight, do you believe who Jesus really is? The Lord Jesus Christ is certainly the one who is God. God the Son. It says in 1 John 4 verse 14, and we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. He has the authority to heal. Because He's Lord. He is the one who can cleanse you. He is the one who can save your soul. He is the one who can take away your sin. He has the authority. And here's a man, Lord, if I will, he believed. He had confidence in the authority of Christ, that Jesus Christ is Lord. He has authority and power to do it. Listen, do you believe that tonight? Do you believe that the Lord Jesus has authority, the power to save? I believe it. As I said in that verse, God sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. The Father sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. The leper believed that. He had confidence in the ability of Christ. Lord, if Thou wilt. He did not come to the disciples. And you know, with all the disciples there, He did not come to Peter. Peter, Thou canst make me clean. John, he didn't fall down. He says, Thou canst make me clean. Andrew, well, Thou canst make me clean. No, no, dear friends. He says, Lord, if Thou wilt, Thou canst make me clean. He had confidence in the ability of Christ. If you read the parallel passage in Mark 1 verse 40, the Lord Jesus is mentioned by pronouns six times. Six times relating to this instance. I'll read the verse 2. It says, and there came a leper to him once, beseeching him twice, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him. Four times we have the word him, and then it says, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Six times we have the pronouns of him and of thou in this passage. Here's a man. He had confidence in the ability of Christ. He came to him. He believed that only Christ could cleanse him. Lord, if I will, I can do it. I can take away this. Listen, here's a man helpless. Here's a man, friends, humanly speaking. I can say to my... As I said, he's full of leprosy. There's no hope for this man. Death is staring him in the face. And yet he's down at the feet of Christ. And he says, Lord, Thou can do it. I can cleanse him. Thou can do it, Lord. Oh, dear friends, have you this confidence in the ability of Christ tonight? That Christ can save you. You're not too bad to be saved, you know. Here's a man, as I said, at his end. There's power in the blood of Christ now to cleanse from all sin. Some are trusting priests tonight. Some are trusting churches. Some are trusting their works. Some are trusting religion to save. Ah, friends, but it is Christ and Christ alone that saves. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. This man had confidence in the ability of Christ, that Christ could save him. Have you? Do you believe that Christ could save you? Do you believe that Christ can cleanse you? I hope you say yes. I hope tonight you see that there's light at the end of your dark tunnel. That you're not a hopeless case. That you're not too bad for the Lord to save. That there's mercy with the Lord. That there's power in the blood of Christ. Oh, friends, confidence in the ability of Christ. He can save. He can save you tonight. It's not good news. Full of sin, full of unrighteousness,
held by the devil. Listen, he can save you. He can save you. I believe Jesus saves. And I believe he can save you. He has confidence in the sovereignty of Christ as well. He says, if thou wilt. He is not expressing any doubt whatsoever. He's submitting himself entirely to the sovereign will of God. He knew that everything hinged upon the perfect and the complete will of Christ. Lord, if thou wilt. He was not demanding. He was asking. He was committing himself to the will, the sovereign will of Christ. Lord, if thou wilt, I can do it. Thou can cleanse me. Oh, dear friends, you must confess that there's only the sovereign will of God that can save you. You and I deserve nothing but hell. Should have been in hell long ago, a lot of us. But for the sovereign mercy that comes in Christ. And Christ can save you tonight. It says in Romans 9 and verse 16, so then it is not him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. It is only the mercy, the grace of God that can save you. It is not of your works. It is not according to your will. It is according to the sovereign will of Christ. He can save you tonight. If I wilt, Lord, I can save me. This man full of leprosy, he believed Jesus Christ could save him. Friends, tonight, can I say to you, believe that Christ can save you. Believe that His blood that He shed upon the cross can cleanse you from all sin. Believe that He died for you tonight. He died for sinners upon the cross. Believe that He shed His blood to wash you and to make you whiter than the snow. Get into this position tonight where this leper was. Oh, he had confidence in Christ tonight. That the Lord could heal him. Oh, that you would come to this position tonight. Lord, if I will, Lord, thou canst make me clean. Are you not fed up with the world tonight? Are you not fed up with sin, my friend, tonight on sale? Are you not fearful tonight that God could take away your breath and you'll find yourself cast down into the caverns of the damned and into hell for all eternity? Do you not fear God tonight? Ah, dear friends, Christ can save you. This man of confidence in Christ. I want to notice lastly and very quickly about his cleansing from the Lord Jesus. Because he said, Lord, if I would, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thy clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Now, Mark gives us another lesson about this. He talks about the tenderness in this cleansing. Mark 1 verse 41 says, and Jesus moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him. And notice the words, moved with compassion. Oh, as this man came before Christ, what a terrible sight came before the Lord Jesus. His heart was moved. He was filled with compassion. He looked upon this poor soul down before him, troubled and held by leprosy, heading towards death, heading, my friends, towards hell. And his heart was moved. There was nobody else moved. Other people moved away from this man. But nobody cared like Jesus. And I say to you tonight in this meeting on Saved, there's nobody cares for your soul as much as Christ. He knows all about your plight tonight. Knows all about your sin tonight. Oh, there's none like the tender-hearted Jesus, my friend. This man forsaken by his family. This man forsaken by his friends. Oh, the tenderness of Christ. Christ didn't forsake him. You see, he came to save sinners. And friends, he can save you tonight. Think about the touch, because it says here that he touched him. The touch of love, you see. He touched him. Others wouldn't touch him with a barge pole. Others would run from this man. But here's the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, I will. And he touched him. The touch of the Master's hand upon this man. He touched this man. Oh, on save tonight, you need the touch of Christ upon you to save you. The hand of Christ has touched me. Maybe some people have tried doctors to touch him. No doubt there are people whose alcoholics, that went to doctors, that went to priests, that went to ministers, the hands of loved ones, the hands of parents, has touched them and touched them and touched them to no avail. But here is a touch, the touch of the Master's hand. He touched them. You need the hand of Christ to touch you. The nail-pierced hands of Christ can touch you and save you tonight. Think about the talk in the cleansing. He says, I will. You see, Christ was willing to heal him. There was a word of willingness and a word of power. I will, says Christ. I will do it. This man, down before him, he's full of leprosy. He's at the end of himself. Lord, if I will, thou canst make me clean. And Christ says, I will. Dear friends, tonight Christ is willing to save you. He's willing to receive all who come to him. Just come the way you are tonight, with all your filth and all your sin. And come and fall down at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will find that he is a willing Savior, that he's able to save our friends, but he's willing to save him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. He will save you tonight. He says, I will. The devil tells you he won't. The devil has lied to you. Maybe you sat for years in this church, you've never been saved, and the devil says it's too late. He's a liar. He's willing to save you. He's willing to touch you. He's willing, my friends, to rescue you from sin, from hell. I will, says Christ, believe and be saved today. Look at the time, it says, and immediately he was cleansed. Oh, in a moment, dear friends, it is done. In one moment, this man was touched, just one touch of the Master's hand, and immediately his leprosy was cleansed. What a transformation took place in the life of this man, immediately. You'd have to say it to believe it. Just the impact that happened upon this man. As I said, he was full of leprosy. He was seriously disfigured. One touch, he was transformed. And I'm glad tonight, before you leave this meeting on, see if you can go out a new man, a new woman. Touched by the hand of Christ. He can cleanse you in a moment. He can save you in a moment. He can change your heart in a moment. He can make you into a new person. Oh, dear friends, in a moment, God can turn a sinner into a saint immediately. You come in this meeting, a sinner. You can go out a saint. Touched by the hand of Jesus. Look at the testimony too. He told him to go and show himself to the priests. That was according to the law in Leviticus 14, verse 1 to 33. Then to the people. Now he went out in Mark 1, verse 45. But he went out and began to publish it, much and ablaze in the manner. Christ told him not to tell it. But he went out. He couldn't help. He couldn't help to tell the story of redeeming grace, my friends. Full of leprosy. I came to Christ. I came just the way I was. And he touched me. He touched me. And he healed me. And I'm a new man. I have been cleansed. I have been washed. I have been saved. He told the story how Christ saved them. Ah, dear friends, you can have a testimony as well what Christ can do for you. What he did for this man, he can certainly do for you tonight. The testimony of this man. I've been cleansed. Dear friends, I say to you tonight, can you say that to me? I have been to Jesus for the cleansing power. I have been washed in the blood of a lamb. I have come to Christ weary and worn and sad. He has touched me. He has changed me. He has cleansed me. Can you say that tonight? This man could say it. If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, I will be thy clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Listen, Christ can save you tonight. Do you want to be saved? Do you want to be delivered from the wrath of God to come? Then I say to you tonight, come to Christ. One touch, he will set you free. He'll do all the work, friends. He will cleanse you. He will save you. He will change you. He will give you everlasting life. But come and fall at the feet. Like this leper, come to Christ. May God give you the grace to come tonight. If any questions, speak to me about this matter. The most important matter is to be saved and to be under the blood. If anyone would like to speak to us, do stay behind tonight. Do turn with all your heart to Christ. He can cleanse you. There's hope for you tonight. That's the good news of this passage. There's hope if you're full of sin, full of unrighteousness. At the bottom, dear friends, tonight, of the tide of society, Christ can lift you up tonight. He can save you. Would you come and trust Him? May God give you the grace to trust Him tonight and call you even on to Himself. Let's close in a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you tonight for the sense of your presence. And we pray that Thou would write the great gospel truths upon hearts. And for those who are not saved, that tonight they'll come to Christ. Well, thank you for the record of this testimony of this man full of leprosy. And one touch of the Master's hand, he was healed. He was cleansed. And Lord, we're glad you can do that with the unsaved even tonight. By Thy grace, open hearts and bring them to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, take us, Lord, our separate ways, and to our home and safety, we pray in Jesus' great name. Amen.